This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Others will orbit the Earth for 3 days on a joyride. None of them are astronauts. America's listening to Fox News.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days tomorrow. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
A police officer is dead in Independence, Missouri, killed just 2 months after graduating from the police academy. Blaze Madrid Evans was shot while responding to a call at a home. Police fired back and the gunman was also killed. A convicted cop in Minneapolis wins an appeal in court.
The Minnesota Supreme Court overturns Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor's conviction of third-degree murder in the shooting death of 40-year-old Justine Ruschek in 2017, who was unarmed when she was shot by Noor as Ruschek approached his police car. The High Court left in place a second-degree manslaughter conviction, a ruling that could have implications in the case of former officer Derek Chauvin, who was also convicted of third-degree murder, as well as stiffer charges for murder and manslaughter, meaning Chauvin's sentence in the death of George Floyd likely wouldn't change. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Chauvin will be arraigned today in another case. He's accused of violating a teenager's civil rights, restraining a boy 4 years ago. Derek Chauvin was just arraigned the other day, along with three other fired Minneapolis cops charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Yet another Minnesota officer in trouble is fighting the case against her and Dante Wright's shooting death in April.
Prosecutors charged former Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter with second-degree manslaughter in April following the death of Wright. A first-degree manslaughter count was added earlier this month after State Attorney General Keith Ellison's office took over the case. Her attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the new charge. They say Potter wasn't aware the weapon she fired was a gun, and she was justified in using force to stop Wright because he had created a dangerous situation. Police body cam footage indicates Potter thought she was holding a taser instead of a gun. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly the day after a rebound. The Dow surged up 236 points. The Nasdaq snapped a 5-day skid, rising 123. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a nice high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high near 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high just over 86. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 16th edition of Buyers and Company. City Hall Insider coming up. Jennifer Ballinger joins us from 8 a.m. Debbie Vogel from United Way. And for the first time in 17 years, Rolling Stone magazine's updated their top 500 greatest songs of all time.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh boy, we got the mother of all lists. You know, we do this. I don't know why we do it as human beings. We like to rank things. College football rankings, right?
Of course, I love ranking stuff.
Okay, I know you do. Mm-hmm. And I don't hate it, but I also know it's an impossible task. I mean, it is something that you cannot perfect.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it.
Explain that to me.
It kind of makes it real easy. If you give me a sample size of your top four, you know, the Mount Rushmore, your top 10, your top 100 or whatever, and I give you mine, you could probably get a pretty good idea where I'm at on the subject matter. And I can see where you're coming at, where your biases are, where your tastes are.
And you see your biases too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that is with you, I absolutely believe that. Everything you just said was as honest as it can be, ladies and gentlemen. That's Nick Smith at his core. Most people can't see their bias.
Oh, I mean, everything you do is biased.
Yes.
I mean, by definition.
Yes, but most people can't see that. Now, it's been 17 years since Rolling Stone first announced the 500 greatest songs of all time. To give you an idea, Billie Eilish was 3 years old. So, life has changed.
Okay.
And they write, it was just released yesterday, it's a fascinating list. I automatically found myself going, no way, or, you know, oh, come on, not even close, you know, as you're going through the thing.
Uh-huh.
But realizing my own bias in that, meaning that there's no way that any one individual can look at the list and go, yes, this is right, or yes, this is wrong.
Sure. I like where it starts.
They had literally 250 artists, musicians, and producers. Everybody from Sam Smith to Bill Ward. Figures from the music industry, leading critics and journalists. They each sent a ranked list of their top 50 songs, and then they tabulated the results. Here's the thing. 254 of the songs, of the top 500 songs of all time, were not on the list 17 years ago.
Wow. Okay, so some honest.
So half, more than, a little more than half of the list was not there in 2004 when they first did this.
I'm curious if that's, I'm sure it's not because they were replaced with songs, with 250 songs from 2005 on. I'm sure.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Really?
Yes.
Holy cow. That's way more honest than I thought it would be.
Honest?
Yeah.
You call it honest. I think it's perspective. I think as decades go by, and I take greater insult in sort of the songs they pick that you think that they have to pick. Like for instance, you know, for a Beatles or a Rolling Stones, I mean, I don't even think their best music is necessarily on this list. It's like they took the one they felt like was the obvious.
Like, all right, we don't need to put 14 Beatles songs. Here's the ones that kind of cover the bases.
I can't get no satisfaction, or satisfaction is actually referred to, is not even anywhere near the top, in my opinion, of the Rolling Stones musical collection. But it's the one that always gets the attention. It's the one that is sort of like the thing. It's not the best song.
So what is the criteria?
A voting taste. That's the criteria, taste.
Okay, because like there are many of my favorite artists are just like anybody else. You have your favorite tracks. They're sometimes called deep tracks where you're like, man, this is where they're really shining. But it didn't sell 27 trillion albums.
I don't know if there's a single fan, I mean, a real Rolling Stones fan that would put Satisfaction at the top of the list of the greatest Rolling Stones songs of all time.
You're probably right, but there are more non-Rolling Stone fans that love Rolling Stones music than there are Rolling Stones fans.
this point, I'm not sure about that. I mean, they're not on the pop charts. They're not being consumed.
Not currently, but I mean, overall, it's...
Anyway, once I say, again, it's individual perspective. So you can argue all day long. I just find it to be fascinating, like, if you skip through all of it, because when you're looking at the article in RollingStone.com, you know, you really, do you care about 500 to 451? I mean, your mind goes right to, all right, where's the top 50? And then where's the top 10? And right. then where's the top sure. 5, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
So I want to go through a little bit of this because it's fascinating to me. And I'll sound like the old guy, knowing that going in. Not that I don't think there's been, you know, I actually enjoyed our little trip down 90s anxiety lane yesterday.
It didn't sound like it.
Well, come on. I get paid to talk. We have to have some commentary on things.
You could have talked and said I like it.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll do that every day. Oh, God, I love that. all right, so are you on the article?
Yeah, the first track. I like where their head's at.
On 500?
Yeah, that's a great song. I worked on that project, too.
Okay, so you have some personal attachment to it, even better. All right, go to 50 to 1, because that's the list.
Okay, I tried to scroll all the way down. I'm assuming there's probably a pageant.
No, it's across the top.
Oh.
Across
oh,
the
yeah,
header,
yeah,
there, they've
it.
Got
okay.
it all broken down.
50 to 1.
Yes, okay? Because that's really...
Sure.
When you go, oh, where were the top 500 NFL teams of all time?
That's where choices have to be made. I can get you on the list for 51 through 500. I'll get you in there.
Yes. But it's where, I mean, where the money meets the road, right? I mean, that is. So let's start with, and you need to help me out with some of this stuff. I am unfamiliar with number 50.
Daddy Yankee?
Yes. I mean, I know the name.
He's most notable for the song Despacito, which okay. was a huge hit a couple, probably 3 years ago.
Right. This is a song from 2010. Puerto Rican rapper in San Juan, and Gasolina is the song. Now, is that the 50th best song ever made in the history of music? I mean, this is where...
I would say no.
Okay. Me too, but...
I mean, certainly top 500, no question, not top 50.
Okay. I think you're going to find this interesting, this list interesting. 49.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
That was a great album.
Mm-hmm.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, right? I mean, that was yep. one of those things. 1998. I have never been at 48 a Radiohead fan. It's just not my thing, but I acknowledge that for a long time, it was a lot of people's thing.
Yeah, I personally would have taken a creep over it, but that's just personal.
Number 47, I've told you many, many times about the brilliance of Elton John in the early phases of his career, and 1972, Tiny Dancer, still in the top 50 at 47.
Sure.
And am I wrong in asking... whether when you consider the top of all time, you know, meaning the longevity, the length of it, I'm going to run into Tiny Dancer way more than I'm going to run into Radiohead or Daddy Yankee, you know, 20 years from now.
Yeah, but the times have changed. I mean, dilution is at its...
No, I know. I would just take Sirius XM.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know... between the different genres, I mean, you've already got a song that's made it from 72 to 2021.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's already established.
The longevity of some of these will be more than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that a lot of that has to do with pre-Napster, if you were established pre-Napster.
Sure enough. Yeah. And it also probably shouldn't be the threshold of whether it's a great song. I mean, that's a factor, not the only factor.
There will be people that voted on this list that know only the songs that were curated on greatest hits playlists.
Or curated since 2004.
All right.
So as much as I will bemoan some of the modern stuff, I think the other thing happens where people ignore the older stuff.
Yeah.
And particularly younger generations today, if like it wasn't in my lifetime, it didn't really matter.
Yeah. There's certainly a clash there.
Okay. MIA, Paper Planes at 46. Okay.
I don't know that it's top
50.
Probably not.
This is kind of the way I felt like it was. Okay. I'm going to go through it. I'm not trying to convince you of anything.
No.
I felt like they had to modernize and update the list to appease younger consumers.
Maybe.
Because even some of the stuff they picked, I didn't think was even their best stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kendrick Lamar, all right, at 45.
I would have picked Humble for him, but borderline. Probably, I would probably squeeze him at 55, I'm guessing, you know, but in the conversation.
Now, their part about this is it's also a large part of Black Lives Matter. I mean, that it's a cultural
phenomenon.
This has
anthem value to it.
Yes. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean at 44. I don't consider Billie Jean to be Michael Jackson's best work.
I'm assuming we'll probably see him a couple more times.
Don't assume.
Huh.
I don't know. And then you go from that to 1965 to The Temptations' My Girl.
Sure.
Not even near the top of my list of Temptations songs.
No, but I mean, that's still being a movie soundtrack, movies made in 2025.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the list is called The Best Songs. Bob Marley and the Wailers.
My favorite song by them.
Redemption Song is your favorite?
Yep. Okay. I put in top 20.
Okay. Here's an interesting thing from the 1980s. Really, maybe the only one on the list of this genre, Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Now, if you were John Hughes' film, you know, that, you know, once again, to your point about soundtracks of people's lives.
Yep.
At number 40, which this is the biggest disgrace on the list to me, that this is this far back.
Oh, really?
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, is to me a top five song of all time.
It's a great song. I love it.
There are a handful of songs from decades and from generations that if they show up in a movie or they show up in a commercial that evoke
transport,
like a certain feeling.
Time travel.
Yes.
Right there.
All Along the Watchtower. Mm-hmm. Written by Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Fantastic. Outkast. Now, I think Outkast can certainly be on the list. I mean, they're a great band.
Bombs Over Baghdad, B.O.B.
Yes. You think that's at 39 of the all-time of all the music ever recorded, ever in the history of music.
This is probably one of my favorite artists of all time, and this isn't my favorite song by them, but it had this and the song Hey Ya had the most, like, breakthrough in terms of the world just gobbled them up.
So let's wait for it where you'll see where Hey Ya lands up. Otis Redding at 38, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, probably the best-selling record of Otis Redding's career, certainly, in my opinion, not anywhere near his best record.
No, but it is the one you have to pick to play to show people him, I think.
Maybe. Prince and the Revolution, When Doves Cry.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Yep. Also not my favorite White Stripes. I mean, I was stunned at how many of those examples there are. Like, love the band, mm-hmm. not even in my top five White Stripes song.
Yeah, but this is the one that will be played at sporting events 100 years from now.
Okay. Sitting at 35, and here's where my slight to Jimi Hendrix. Nothing against Little Richard. But Tutti Frutti is not a better song than All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
No. Maybe more.
No. There's no. This one I'll die on. This hill I will absolutely.
Yeah, help push music forward a little bit.
34. James Brown, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. 1966, yeah. The year I was born. Chuck Berry, same thing. I know Chuck Berry inspired a lot of music. Johnny B. Goode and Tutti Frutti to me, they
one
were
the
beginnings,
same.
But they were not the perfection of the form.
Right.
Notorious B.I.G. at number 32.
It's a great song.
Juicy.
Love it.
From 1994.
I just love that song.
31. The Rolling Stones, Satisfaction. Yeah. I would say to you, in all honesty, Satisfaction isn't even in my top 50 Rolling Stones songs.
Wow. But you have to at least take a step back and acknowledge it's in most top threes.
Maybe. Shallow fans or people that don't know anything about it, but it isn't their best stuff.
No,
how does it end up being in the top 50 songs of all time? Number 30, Royals. Number 29, Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a G Thing from 1990.
This is the single song.
The Chronic was a game-changing album.
The first pop rap album. This changed rap music forever. This is the song from that. This is huge.
Yeah, I think it goes on the top. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. My favorite Talking Heads song, finally on the list. Something aligns with me outside of Tiny Dancer. And it is their best. And the live version of that is the absolute best. Same thing with Springsteen. I know it's going to be Born to Run at 27, but Born to Run isn't my favorite Springsteen song, nor do I think it's his best. Hmm. Joni Mitchell, 1971, A Case of You at 26. And at 25, Kanye West with Runaway.
It's a phenomenal song, and it is, but it doesn't belong where it's at. It's a phenomenal song.
See, you're so crystal clear on the stuff that you're really into.
Yeah.
You push back when I go, Satisfaction isn't.
I don't know enough about it. I'm saying, like, this isn't the case of that. This isn't one of his Billboard hits. This isn't, like, one of his, we're just going off the top. This is a song that was kind of tucked away in an album that wasn't his premier album. That's why I say that.
Satisfaction.
Really?
Exact same. Yeah. See, that's why I would push you a little here this morning. Because you're not of the generation or the age.
I assume that was their lead single off a big album.
No.
Okay, fair. Then same reason then.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
All right. We'll get to we got to 25. We'll do the rest of the countdown. I think it's important because I don't want to be an old fuddy-duddy. I don't want you to be, well, it wasn't in my lifetime, so I don't know, so you're being a fuddy-duddy. And I don't want to be, oh, well, it's new and, you know, you kids.
Yeah.
So we'll try to get through this together.
Yeah.
We're doing all right so far. Some of this seems to me forced, though.
I've only felt about maybe three so far that seemed a little tokenist. Just a little.
Kind of like, well, we've got to have. But once again, this isn't one guy sitting down writing this. This was like a ton, 250
right.
people in the business. Artists, songwriters, musicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at, you know, I can go, oh, I'll be a snob about this.
Yeah.
But it wasn't some, like, op-ed piece by Rolling Stone where a guy sat around in some esoteric way and goes, no, this is the list. This was a collaborative effort with a lot of brains and a lot of votes.
You know, your Rolling Stones, Kanye West pushback that you gave there, I think actually, as I think about it, why we landed on that, as I grow up, I know the Rolling Stones basically off the top five songs that were always on the radio, always in movies, always in rotation. And so for me, I grew up as, hey, these are just the ones that people go to quick. For Kanye, I've listened to every song he's ever released. And I know that the hierarchy of what was released as a lead single, what was meant to do XYZ. And I watched that be a song, you know, that kind of emerged a little bit surprisingly. And so I'm not getting the context to fast forward 30 years, whether that ends up being one of Kanye's three songs that people play all the time. I actually watched the birth of it. So we're different points in timelines. And so we probably.
That's all what this is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's people who even know who Little Richard is, you know, which I guarantee you a gigantic chunk of their 250 people had no clue.
But they probably didn't burn the vote on them if they didn't know.
Maybe. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more after this. A lot to get to here today. Don't go anywhere.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high near 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high over 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 626.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year 4-year or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to makingkindgives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's makingkindgives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drug Stores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashion pampering.
Here. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's number 24 on the list. It's my all-time favorite Beatles song. And there's a lot of reasons why. It was one of the last real Lennon McCartney collaborations. And it is, to me, the epitome of the Beatles throughout the entire song. They hired 40 musicians, put them in tuxedos and funny hats, and they told them for that epic ending of this song, they had 15 bars to ascend from the lowest note on their instruments to the highest. And then that final piano chord, Paul McCartney talks about in that Rick Rubin thing. I told you about the documentary, Paul McCartney 1-2-3, that he was astounded that when you hit that chord and you did nothing, that chord would last for like 25 seconds, the sound, if you listen for it.
Resonates. Wow.
And that is the end of A Day in the Life. And there's an even better version of it on the soundtrack for Love, which was the musical and show that was put together for Las Vegas. We'll be back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. NowDecatur.com and Young Leaders in Action is proud to announce the new podcast featuring youth voices titled Nobody Asked Us. The twice-monthly podcast is proudly presented by Hickory Point Bank. Nobody Asked Us is hosted by YLIA President Brandon Condritz and YLIA Vice President Lexi Jones and produced by YLIA member Lainey Jones. The first episode of Nobody Asked Us is now available at NowDecatur.com under podcasts presented by Hickory Point Bank. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's important that everyone continue to mask up. While some COVID numbers may be holding fairly steady, they aren't going down. With that in mind, the governor on Tuesday chastised local officials who aren't supporting the state's indoor mask mandate. As for the latest daily totals, there are over 4,000 new cases and 44 additional deaths. More than 2,200 COVID patients are in the hospital. One region of the state in southern Illinois currently has little to no ICU beds available, and a few other areas are down to 20 or 30 beds. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden announces a new military partnership with the leaders of the United Kingdom and Australia aimed at countering China. It's called AUKUS, A-U-K-U-S.
British Prime Minister Johnson says security is important, but it also showcases
the depth of our friendship.
Australian Prime Minister Morrison will benefit first as AUKUS outfits his nation with a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. President Biden says an 18-month period will flesh out specifics.
From workforce to training requirements to production timelines.
Aimed at helping secure the Indo-Pacific region.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The first all-civilian space flights orbiting Earth in a capsule sent up by a SpaceX rocket.
Billionaire Jared Isaacman's leading the crews. They orbit Earth for 3 days. With him is a bone cancer survivor, a community college educator, and a data engineer.
Fox's Joe Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high near 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high just over 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Yeah, I know. The world's full of all kinds of crazy news, and we got some stuff we'll get to here today. But why not have a good old-fashioned debate about music? Not even really a debate, just a conversation.
Yeah, these aren't even our things. This is somebody else's thoughts.
It is an interesting list, though.
It is very interesting.
For the first time in 17 years, if you're just joining us, Rolling Stone has updated their top 500 songs of all time. Why does that matter? Well, more than half of those 500 are new to the list since it was last updated in 2004. So that means they took 250 songs from the past and said, you're out of here because you've been replaced by the last 17 years.
I'd like to see that.
And I would suggest, before you get to your thought here, that that is a disproportionate number. I mean, if you take all the history of music to get to 500, and then you say, oh, no, more than half of that has been created in the last 17 years, I think that's skewed.
And you're sure that these are all songs made since then?
I read from their exact verbiage that there were 252 or 54, whatever the number was, songs that were not on the list.
Right, but that could have been an Otis Redding song or something, too.
I doubt. I will concur that there could be some of that. I would suggest to you that the vast majority of it is not.
Probably right.
And I would just, that doesn't stack up with my experience of the last 17 years of music.
Yeah, you'd be fine to put like three or four songs on the list, probably.
Not true. But I wouldn't say half of the best music ever has been created in the last 17 years as a whole.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. The Ronettes, Be My Baby, Phil Spector's band. By the way, do you know who one of the backup singers on this song was from 1963?
No.
Cher.
Oh, seriously?
Very young, just getting started in her musical career. It is a very good song. Once again, also one of those things, if you want to go to the 1960s and a certain sound at a certain time on a soundtrack. Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. I have no idea why Billie Holiday. First of all, I have a huge Billie Holiday collection. I am a fan beyond belief, but she doesn't go on the Rolling Stone top 500 songs. I mean, it's bringing in something. I mean, where's Sinatra? Where's, you know, there's none of that. Why is Billie Holiday on this list?
Certainly room in the top 500.
Not really. It's so different, Nick. I mean, I could give you a top 500 list of Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Dean Martin, you know, Tony Bennett, whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, Rolling Stone is a rock and roll magazine that certainly rock and roll, whether it's the Hall of Fame, you know, has a big umbrella, a big tent. It isn't Billie Holiday.
Is it Dr. Dre?
Yeah, for sure. I just, there's a line in the sand there for me that you're not going back. I mean, if the list was full, I mean, you're telling me half of this list was created since 2004. Why is, and yes, can you stretch back? Can you connect the dots from Billie Holiday to X to Y to Z? Sure, you can. But where's Sinatra?
Didn't make it?
Not in the top 50. And he's probably one of the greatest selling artists of all time.
I mean, I have no problem with her being top 500, top 100.
It feels weird, right?
Yeah, it's
no
too high for
slight to her.
Yeah.
I'm not even, Strange Fruit's not even my favorite. I mean, once again.
Yeah.
And I love Billie Holiday.
Yeah, me too.
And can you make a lineage to Billie Holiday, to Lauryn Hill? Yes, absolutely you can. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying that's not what you're creating here.
Sure.
This list isn't, where's Beethoven?
Oh, that's a good question. That's actually very interesting.
20. You're going to have to. There's a Swedish disco queen by the name of Robin. I don't even know who this is.
I mean, it's just a modern disco hit.
Okay, is that the 20th best song of all time?
Probably not.
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtowers, 20 down the list from her?
Yeah, probably not. Actually, no.
So how does this get on the list? Once again, not one guy.
You're right.
250-plus people. Now, they say a template from Taylor Swift to other artists. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that stuff does matter, I suppose.
Number 19 is Imagine by John Lennon from 1971. Outside of the Beatles, this is far and away his most famous work.
Yeah, powerful, iconic, stands on its own in music and in film and in just social awareness. It's a powerful top 20 song for sure.
Okay. Number 18 on Rolling Stone's recently updated top 500 songs of all time. First time in 17 years. Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain. I cannot stand Purple Rain, the song.
It's not one of my favorites, but I get it. I think it's in the argument for being where it's at.
Okay.
He is the grandfather of a generation.
You will not get an argument for me about Prince.
Yeah.
It's just Purple Rain. It was a movie. It wasn't a great movie. Yes, it was part of the whole thing, but he was way better than that.
Yeah, I agree with that. This isn't his best work, but it might be his most iconic.
Number 17, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. This is all the movie. This is literally the movie.
Wayne's World?
Bohemian Rhapsody, the name of the movie. This is literally modern day influence, meaning that we had this sort of rediscovery and love of Queen, and so we picked the song that was, yes, Wayne's World, and then the movie. It's not Queen's best.
No, not Queen's best. I'm assuming they probably have multiple songs on this list, but this one is probably the most iconic, and it's bridged multiple generations. So I have no problem with it being here.
Number 16. And we're getting into the thick of it here. Now, I want you to think about this. What they're declaring, best of all time. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, Crazy in Love, which also featured Jay-Z.
Yep.
It's a great song.
Powerful song.
It was a great video when that mattered. It stands the test of time. Is it the 16th best song of all time? Once again, I'm asking. And then they go back to the Beatles and they give me I Want to Hold Your Hand from 1963. There is a great nostalgia thing about the early Beatles, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's that band that does just the early mophead sort of suits and all that. I don't know a single Beatles fan that doesn't maybe enjoy I Want to Hold Your Hand, but puts that early stuff anywhere near the top of what the Beatles accomplished in their career. I mean, the difference between what they were doing in 1963 and by the time Sgt. Pepper cut, I mean, was light years of a difference.
I have no problem with this. This is the king of all music in the songs that kind of started it off. I have no problem with that.
I'm talking about the selection of that particular song is like Satisfaction to me. It is the so easy breezy, just sort of glancing at the window shopping of what they actually did.
Right. Yeah.
Number 14. And I'm a Kinks fan, but Waterloo Sunset doesn't even get in the top 50 for me, let alone the top 15.
Yeah, I don't know. On that one.
Number 13, the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter. And by the way, another Rolling Stones list of the top 10 Rolling Stone songs of all time has Satisfaction at 5. So how in the world? I mean, in their own list, they said it was the 5th best Rolling Stones song.
Probably different groups.
Okay. Why all this stuff is so subjective. 12, you'll get absolutely no argument.
Love that song.
Superstition by Stevie Wonder was the very first 45 that I owned in my life.
I can name that song in one note. I mean, it just the second it starts, I already know. I love that song.
It is a great song. Mm-hmm. Number 11, The Beach Boys, because you got to throw something in, God Only Knows. That's probably debatable. I'm not a gigantic Beach Boys fan. I know the catalog, but I'm not one to debate it.
Yeah.
We'll take the marquee coffee break, and we've got the top 10. Some of this is going to surprise you. Some of this you think, well, you'll go, well, yeah, maybe. Some of it you go, hell no. And some of it you go, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Which is why these lists drive me crazy. I know going in that it's not ever going to, because it's so subjective.
I love it.
To every individual.
I love it.
Paul Osborne straight ahead. Nick and I have more tickets to give away here today. I want you to check out that YLIA podcast. Nobody asked us. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to it yet. And this is their first one.
I mean, did it start off good?
Yeah, it's good. What I'm saying is they're going to get better
right,
and better.
Right, that's my point. I mean, if you're starting at a good baseline, you're in good shape.
It's interesting to hear from young people in an unfiltered, authentic way. And there's not, you know, we're not polishing this thing or giving them a script or telling them. I mean, this is all driven by them, which is very important to me anyway.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the very first cliche. Yeah, you're right. Nobody asked you. You know, I mean, that will be, you know, that guy, that gal with the dog profile picture, you know, from the PT Cruiser. We had some honest conversations about that, too, you know, going in, because I think it's important to let people know about expectations.
Oh, for sure.
No one did that early in my career with me. I had to learn those lessons on my own. That with everything you do and anything you do comes this. And it's worse today than it has been in the past. It's just easier.
Yeah, it's easier to hear it.
Oh, it's easier to do it. It's easier to say it. It's easier to go, yak. You know, I mean, that's just what we do. And I also try to explain to them that over the years, it's been every... We can do a story about somebody donating pianos to Milliken. I choose that story because it seems so benign to me. I mean, like A, you don't have to care about Milliken. You don't have to care about pianos. You don't have to care about people making donations. But why would that irritate you?
And people got irritated?
Oh, I use it as an example because it's the perfect example of, like, no matter what it is.
I can imagine people saying, well, why didn't you give one over here?
Exactly. I mean, that is just the way life is today.
Yeah, that's not probably on your radar. Why'd you?
Yeah, exactly. Or why did that move you to literally leave a negative comment? Thank you for playing. Time now, literally, for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
Milliken University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Milliken education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Milliken difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at milliken.edu/visit.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, BC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. UC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at BUC.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. Nick and I decided to start the day with something not at all controversial, or at least in what we think of as controversial today.
Yeah, the stakes aren't too high on this
one. They really are, because you can make your own list. Mm-hmm. You can just go to hell with those people. I'm making my own list. But it's a starting point for a conversation. Hopefully that maybe will make you inquisitive about some stuff that you don't listen to.
Sure. That Joni Mitchell song, I didn't even know it.
I'm not a huge Joni Mitchell. You know, that part of, I respect her as a songwriter. She's an interesting human being. I like the time. That was not and hasn't ever really been my thing, personally.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't even know the song. I went back and played it.
Yeah. Nothing against Joni Mitchell. Mm-hmm. That, it's just that wasn't. All right. We got to finish out the list here. We are. We've got the top 10 now. And the 10, I guess the 10 doesn't matter any more than 11 through 20. I mean, it's a list.
Right.
Now, hey, if you're going to give an Outkast song, one that will stand up for, you know, you will play that at an NFL game.
Yep.
20 years from now.
Wedding reception.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that at your wedding reception you're getting the top songs of all time.
No, but I mean,
no one's putting the chicken dance on any list anytime soon.
All right. There's legs to that.
And it literally is. Andre 3000 said he wanted to sound like the Smiths and the Buzzcocks. I mean, the stuff in their music is so all over the place.
Very much so.
That it's hard to sort of put them into a category, as all great artists,
yep,
you know, end up being. No problem with that at all. I mean, I don't know to me that it's top 10 or 9 or 14. I mean, but it's there.
It's probably a song of a decade. Real close to it.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as you can, you know, understand what Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture means, which is having a resurgence, you know,
right,
in the last couple of years. Number 9. And I would agree that if you're going to take a Fleetwood Mac song, it's Dreams.
Yep.
It's just classic Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You play it, the sound, the comfort.
Had a resurgence, too, you know, on social media.
Yeah. Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks and all of that. Number 8. This one I have to go because I told you my summer 2021 playlist has a lot of Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan. There is no way in hell she's in the top 10 songs of all songs created, right?
I can get that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It was groundbreaking.
Top 100, top 50.
It sounded very futuristic. She was breaking the mold of what female rap stars and singers, you know, could be and owned it. And I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
But I just can't see top 10.
Top 50, maybe. Not top 10.
Number 7 was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. Now, here's why they say it is. Nick, you can agree or disagree. John Lennon wrote this thing on a beach, on a Spanish beach with an acoustic guitar, but this is what opened up literally the whole sort of psychedelic era for the Beatles. Changed the way they... And the title, Strawberry Fields... was literally the name of an orphanage in Liverpool where he used to play. This is all about his childhood memories, a very personal song. And they didn't put it on the Sgt. Pepper Band because back then, or the album, back then they had like singles they would release. So they released it after. A different way of distributing
music.
Oh, it
wasn't actually on an album?
It wasn't on the original.
I didn't know that.
Even though they recorded it for that session. Beatles fans will argue all day long. There's 25 songs.
You and they're all here.
Yeah.
They're all in the list.
Well, they're not all in the top 10.
No, but I scrolled back a little bit.
Number six is absolutely indisputable.
Oh, my goodness. That's a, man. Yeah, that's, I'd need it in my top five, probably.
1971. Actually. Yeah, but it's indisputably, top 10. Yeah. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Yeah.
When, in 1971, when you put out a song and they're making documentaries about the song's impact on life.
Yeah.
50 years later.
It's a great song.
Number five, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Nope.
I'm going to give you, I'm not going to say five, but I'm going to give you the every change in landscape of music, the band, whether it's fair or not, that gets credit for ushering it in.
It's them.
It would be them.
It's top 10 for sure.
Yes.
And I can be fine with where it's at.
Number four is Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. That, to me, seems a little cliched. I like Knocking on Heaven's Door, some other songs that are more bigger that I'm a bigger fan of. But he was 24 years old when he wrote that in 1965.
Yeah, I wonder what it is about this Dylan song that...
It was the anthem.
Okay.
It was... There are... It's historic in the rumors and the myths. Some people said it started as a 20-page, you know, some others say 6 pages. And it was going from folk singer to, you know, another level of a different thing. And for a 24-year-old kid, a lot like even Born to Run or some of the early Springsteen stuff, pretty poetic stuff from somebody who hadn't experienced a whole lot of life. And it's also the name of the magazine. So, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Number three, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
My second favorite song on the planet.
Okay.
The other one is another of his, but man, that this song is, it just keeps going.
Agreed. Number two will, I don't know, in the history of hip hop music, to me, there are other more seminal moments, but Public Enemy Fight the Power is number two on the 500 greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
I can't get it that high. And I have it high. I mean, it's on when I'm making this list, it's going to make my 25 that I need to pare down. I can't get it to two. I can't. And it's one of my favorites, and I understand the value and everything. Can't get it all the way up to two.
Number one, Aretha Franklin, Respect. My favorite Aretha Franklin song, although I like a lot of them. And there you have. We just went through the 50 greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, the first time they've done this in 17 years. And it will, I hope, do this the following. I mean, this is what I hope. It sparks you at least going down a bit of a rabbit hole of listening things to maybe you haven't heard in a long time, or you had an underappreciation of, or you go, oh, how can that be? But take a listen to it anyway. That's what this list should do.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of fun. I'm going to kind of click around and play some stuff from that today during the show.
Please do. Jump all over the place if you want. I listened to last night, there are two versions of A Day in the Life by the Beatles, which is, to me, I don't know whatever reason, as a very young person, that song resonated with me, and I'm not going to even begin to tell you that I understood why, or even to this day, understood why. But there's incredible stuff in that. Groundbreaking, maybe more groundbreaking than anything that has been since. Hmm. You know, that what they rolled, how many people have we had on this show coming to play the Devon, coming to play Kirkland, that it all starts with them watching the Beatles on TV and sparking? I mean, how many times has that story been told?
More than any other musicians to date, probably, I would think.
And part of that's just a timing thing. They were the first, you know, it was new.
Right.
And now it's not new, so everything that's innovative is innovative, but it's not new.
Oh, sure.
So I sat on the deck last night, and I listened to the version, the original version from the Sgt. Pepper album, then I listened to the version from the Love soundtrack from the Vegas show. Wow, is it still good. And that last chord, that note, when it, I mean, you can, if you put the iPods in and crank it up, It's still very, very, very unbelievable. And that song was released when I was literally 1 year old.
Oh, wow.
1967. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high near 88, and for Saturday, sunny with a high over 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:57.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's important that everyone continue to mask up. While some COVID numbers may be holding fairly steady, they aren't going down. With that in mind, the governor on Tuesday chastised local officials who aren't supporting the state's indoor mask mandate. As for the latest daily totals, there are over 4,000 new cases and 44 additional deaths. One region of the state in southern Illinois currently has little to no ICU beds available, and a few other areas are down to 20 or 30 beds. Governor J.B. Pritzker is signing a clean energy bill into law that he says makes Illinois a national leader. The sweeping measure puts the state on a path to reach 100% clean energy by 2050 and 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030. It also invests in wind and solar projects and adds consumer protections like eliminating the online payment fee for all customer utility bills, says Governor Pritzker. The new law creates a $4,000 credit for the purchase of electric cars and phases out coal and natural gas carbon emissions. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Trying to work with the Taliban. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. UN envoys in Afghanistan holding talks with the new interior minister who had been a wanted terrorist here in the U.S. in a push to send humanitarian aid.
Which the Taliban are going to control and distribute. Let's call that what it is, which is ransom.
Because Republican Congressman Michael Waltz calls the Americans left behind after U.S. troops left hostages. The Biden administration says it's still working to get anyone out who wants to leave. This is the U.S. works with states to resettle the first group of 37,000 Afghan refugees who fled that country. Police keep searching for a woman missing since last month. Gabby Petito did not return from a trip with her fiance, who's now in Florida, a person of interest in the case.
Brian Laundrie has been hiding out here at his parents' house ever since he returned home alone from the road trip he took with Gabby Petito. And like you said, yesterday, Northport police here in Florida named him a person of interest. They say he has not been available for any interviews or provided any useful information.
Fox's Carly Shimkus in Northport. Now a development in what's been quite a murder case out of South Carolina. Fox's Jeff Manasso following it live.
Dave, Alex Murdaugh plans to turn himself in today in Hampton County, South Carolina. That from his attorneys, an alleged attempted insurance fraud. Days after police say he orchestrated his own roadside shooting in a bid bid to apparently leave his son with a $10 million insurance payout. Investigators are also looking into the June shooting deaths of Murdaugh's wife and 22-year-old son and the 2018 death of the family's housekeeper. Investigators are also looking into allegations that Murdaugh stole money from his law firm before resigning earlier this month. Dave.
Jeff, they're mourning a fallen officer in Independence, Missouri, where Blaze Madrid Evans died from his injuries hours after being shot responding to a call at a home. Police fired back and killed the gunman. The officer had just graduated from the academy 2 months ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.